This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNee. Leaders from across the world are criticizing the haphazard global response to a microscopic virus that unleashed economic havoc and took nearly 1 million lives in its march across the globe. Kazakhstan's president called it a critical collapse of global cooperation. The coronavirus pandemic and its consequences topped the list of concerns on the second day of the pre-recorded speeches by world leaders Wednesday at the General Assembly's first virtual high-level meeting. Countries large and small spoke out about struggling to deal with its impact without international coordination, pleas for the world to work together to combat the scourge, and other global problems have taken the forefront. And there are nearly 977,000 COVID-19-related deaths globally, with more than 31.8 million confirmed infections. During a news conference Wednesday evening, U.S. President Donald Trump said that he may overrule the Food and Drug Administration on COVID-19 vaccine approval, claiming if they do not authorize the vaccine, politics might be the reason. Meanwhile, earlier in the day, the head of the U.S. Food and Drug Administration said Wednesday science will guide our decisions as the agency decides whether to give full or emergency authorization to a coronavirus vaccine. Dr. Stephen Hahn was speaking to the U.S. Senate Committee on Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions. He said the decisions will be made by career FDA scientists, and he pledged the approval process will be transparent and independent. The United States is moving forward with a plan to manufacture doses of some of the vaccine candidates currently undergoing trials. This is so doses can be made available to the public quickly if and when there is approval. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Police in Oregon's largest city declared a crowd in front of the city's police headquarters a riot late Wednesday as the demonstrators assembled to protest a Kentucky's grand jury's decision not to indict police officers on criminal charges directly related to the death of Breonna Taylor. Police warned the group to leave over a loudspeaker before using crowd control measures like smoke and munitions to clear the area, according to videos from witnesses posted on social media. Those demonstrations in Portland joined others around the country hours after the Kentucky grand jury brought no charges against Louisville police for the killing of Taylor during a drug raid gone wrong. Taylor was shot multiple times by officers who burst into her home on March 13th during a narcotics investigation. Prosecutors said Wednesday the two officers who fired weapons at the black woman were justified in using force to protect themselves. Instead, the only charges brought by the grand jury were three counts of wanton endangerment against the fired police officer, Brett Hankinson, for shooting into Taylor's neighbors' homes. The United States Wednesday announced new sanctions against Cuba aimed at further denying sources of revenue to the government in Havana. President Trump says his administration stands with the Cuban people, but not the Cuban government.
The Treasury Department will prohibit U.S. travelers from staying at properties owned by the Cuban government. We're also further restricting the importation of Cuban alcohol and Cuban tobacco.
At a ceremony recognizing veterans of the Bay of Pigs invasion, U.S. President Trump says he is tightening restrictions against Cuba to financially starve the island's government. Two Republican-led committees released a report on Hunter Biden's work in Ukraine. AP correspondent Mike Gracia.
Republican Senator Ron Johnson of Wisconsin, the chairman of the Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee, says the probe into Hunter Biden's affairs in Ukraine was a good investigation and it was not politically motivated. On Wednesday, Johnson's committee and the Senate Finance Committee released their report, which concludes Hunter Biden's paid board position with the Ukrainian gas company Burisma created conflict of interest concerns for the Obama administration. At the time, Vice President Joe Biden was in charge of administration policy with Ukraine. The Biden campaign immediately panned the report. Mike Gracia, Washington.
And Amnesty International says thousands of Europe-bound migrants who were intercepted and returned to Libyan shores this year have been forcefully disappeared after being taken out of the unofficial detention centers run by militias allied with the UN-supported government in the capital, Tripoli. The watchdog also said that the rival Eastern Libyan authorities forcibly expelled several thousand migrants. By remote.